Krishna Book, Canto 12, Rukmini, Chapter 53, Scene 5, Rukmi's Decision. After hearing such enlightening instructions from Sri Balaram, Rukmini immediately became pacified and happy, and she adjusted her mental condition, which was very much afflicted upon seeing the degraded position of her brother Rukmi. As far as Rukmi was concerned, neither was his promise fulfilled nor his mission successful. He had come from home with his soldiers and military phalanx to defeat Krishna and release his sister. But on the contrary, Rukmi lost all his soldiers and military strength. He was personally much degraded, and in that condition he was very sorry. But by the grace of Lord Krishna, Rukmi could continue his life to its fixed destination. Because he was a Kshatriya, Rukmi could remember his promise that he would not return to his capital city Kundina without killing Krishna and releasing his sister, which he had failed to do. Therefore, Rukmi decided in anger not to return to his capital city, and Rukmi constructed a small cottage in the village known as Bhojakata and began to reside there for the rest of his life. Thus ends Chapter 53, Scene 5, Rukmi's Decision. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Kuveratma jo badha murtyai vayadvat Tvaya mochitao bhakti bhajao kritao cha Tatha prema bhakti swakangme prayaccha Namokshe grahomesi damodareha Kuveratma jo badha murtyai vayadvat Tvaya mochitao bhakti bhajao kritao cha Tatha prema bhakti swakangme prayaccha Namokshe grahomesi damodareha
O Lord Damodara, just as the two sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalakuvara, were delivered from the curse of Narada and made into great devotees by you, in your form as a baby tied with ropes to a wooden grinding mortar, in the same way, please give to me your own prema bhakti. I long only for this, and have no desire for any kind of liberation.